Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean.
he change you? I know he's constantly changing me. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple, and First Lady Leticia Spencer, to all of the ministry, evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, to the evangelism team, to the mothers, to the praise team, intercessors, to our youth, men, ADM frontline, to our women's team, to our members, family, good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, Kenya, South Africa. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Florida, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for we called on the Lord. We heard and delivered from the mother and that Mariah. Oh yes, it was the Lord that touched us, you and I, with his finger of love this morning. Woke us up, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Nothing is missing, nothing is broken. But everything, oh yes, everything is jointed and fitly into place on today. So as we bow down before the throne of God this evening, giving him the honor, the glory, and the praise, and thanking him for everything that he does for us each and every day, oh, how we give him the praise. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you doing this day?
I'm blessed, Pastor Smith. How about you?
Blessed.
Okay. First of all, I give Jesus Christ the honor, who's the head of my life, and I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to my pastor, Apostle Temple. I give honor to the First Lady, Leticia Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and every one at ADM. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, God. Coming to the throne of thanksgiving, God. Just thanking you for another day's journey, God. Have our journey here, God, yet it's still we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for another brand new day, God, that you allowed us to see, God. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for this day that we can say, call on your name, Jesus, that we can still praise you, have a praise upon our lips, for the most high, and our praise in our heart, God. Thanking you, Lord, for another day's journey, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord, today, huh? It's a brand new day, God. A brand new beginning in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for saving us and filling with your precious Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Now, so, God, now we lift up every man of God. Lifting them up to you, God. shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let them cry out in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We lift up our youth, God, our little ones, God, all of us, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them, God. Keep them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you to put a shield of protection around them, God. Lead them and guide them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you today, God. We thank you for our things, God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace, God. We thank you for your strength, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for guiding us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord, today. Oh, God, we lift up the foster home kids, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, continue to shield and protect them, God. Encourage them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we call them all, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we continue to pray, God. Continue to stand on your word, God. God. We are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, about coming to the bullshit, God. And God, I pray today, God, every tear, God, that we cry, God, that drops from our eyes, God, when you catch it, Lord, about coming to the bullshit, God. We thank you for catching every tear. Hey, glory be to God. Thank you for the trials, God. Oh, God, continue to push, God. Head of our kind of the bullshit. Stretch us, God, on the most care in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, it's all for our good, God. It may not feel good, on the most kind of that, but it's all for our good in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just the every leader that it is, God. Every minister that it is, kind of the most kind of that. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you keep us strong. Keep us strong in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, don't let us look to the left or to the right, God. Oh, we keep our eyes focused on you, God. And keep the word burning in our heart in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you continue to breathe down on us, God. Assuming fire, God. Continue to burn us, God. No, the most stand that. In the mighty name of Jesus, hey, glory be to God today, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you bless your people, Savior, God. See them and God, the most kind of day. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Say to us, and God, how we love you today, God. We praise you and magnify your name, God, because you are worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry for the sinner man today, God. We pray, God, that you touch his mind, touch their minds, God, and their hearts, God, the most kind of day. Oh, make a turnaround for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them know how you're soon to come, God. You're soon to come, Lord, about kind of heart. Come out, Lord, about kind of come in the mighty name of Jesus today. Come, have a ear to hear, Lord, about kind of heart. Hear what God has to say to you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, about kind of heart. Touch in the name of Jesus today, God. Touch, oh, God, we thank you for your touch. We thank you for your anointing, God. We thank you for we thank you for your anointing. They will break every yoke, God, today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, they'll hold on to you like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you for this is the place for us. We thank you, God. Hey, glory to God. Every step that you make, God, let us follow you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, it is so, God. We thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you lift our spouse up to you, God. We lift them up to you today, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them, God. Let them be strong men to you, God. Strong men. Hey, God, about them. They won't bow down. That's a little bit to anything, God. All of us bow down to you, God, about them. And have an ear for you to hear, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, about them. Oh, God, we thank you for that. And thank you enough, God, that we say thank you once again, God. These things, God, thank you, Lord, about this. We ask in the name of the Father and the Son and the precious Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for
God,
thank you
for God.
Thank you,
Lord. Holy Spirit of the Lord. Come in the midst of that corner. Yes, Lord, and back. Check every back. And the Lord shall be and the West. Holy Spirit of the Lord. Through that corner, bless right now.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of
Jesus. Yes, Turn it
all around.
Lord,
work it all out.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way today. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, follow Jesus. Yes, as we are. Humble in our way. Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way. Going to touch your people. Holy Spirit.
Yes,
give
Lord
them what the Father has sent down to us. Oh, yes. That you spread out your anointing power and saturate that
atmosphere. Yes,
even
Lord.
But your work will be done. Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Hey. In Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Oh,
thank
Lord,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Thank
God.
Lord.
And we are still in the will of God. Oh,
yes.
Lord. And we will bless you, oh, God. Oh, yes, oh, Lord. Oh,
Lord.
We will bless you. We will come in and out of the now. On today.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That you have Lord. Now prepare the way, Lord, that we will hear your word and receive your word,
Lord,
that will take us a little bit further.
Lord,
evangelist elect in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So now we turn everything over to our evangelist elect, Shania.
Amen.
To spread the word around the table of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And everyone from the north,
yes,
south,
Lord,
and the west.
Amen.
Evangelist Eli, Ponton, you have the wheel.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Thank God for another day. This is
yes.
the day that the Lord have
yes.
we will rejoice in it. I want to give God all his honor and all his praise and just thanking him for being the head of my life. I would like to give honor and praises to my apostle, Temple Spencer, and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to the pastors of the house, James and Barbara Smith, to the motherboard, to the deacons, to the evangelists, to the women's department, the men department, the youth, the usher board, just everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I just want to say thank the Lord that we're here on today. We give him the praises. We give him the honor. And we're just so grateful for this time that God has, only God has placed this time aside for us to come into his presence. And tonight, my topic is repositioning yourself. And the scripture that was chosen is, I'm going to read several scriptures from Psalms 139. Yes, we're going to talk about David, the psalmist, tonight, and how he re-entered in the presence of the Lord. So I'm actually going to start from verse 1 up until verse 17. It says, O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I am going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessings on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, If I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me, and your strength will support me. I can ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. Even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day has passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. Minister Nita, why are you reading so much? Well, my apostle in his teaching last week stated, when the Holy Spirit gives you a scripture and you can identify yourself in that scripture, then you know that you're on the right track. And when this scripture came in my spirit and I read it and I read it and I read it, I am able to identify with David. And the reason I'm able to identify with David is I'm going to go back. In 1 Samuel 13:14, we know that David was a man of God's own heart. That means that at one point in time, for God to say that David was in his rightful position with God. However, David, even though he was on the right path, David allowed the spirit of lust, sin, whatever you may call it, to overtake him, to take him off of his rightful path. Samuel 11, verse 15, David gave Joab instructions to have Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, killed in battle. And after she was finished her mourning process, David took her as his own wife, and she gave birth to a son. Well, we already know that because David was a man after God's heart, and David, once Saul didn't do what he was supposed to do, God appointed David to run that kingdom. So that means that David had free will and free choice to do whatever he wanted. He didn't lack anything. He had wives, his own wives, so he had no reason to have Uriah killed and to take Bathsheba as his own wife. But that's what he did. But in 2 Samuel 12, Nathan the prophet, he rebuked David and told him that his deceitful actions made God despise him for the things that he did. So he went from being a man after God's heart to being despised. But David knew exactly what to do. David confessed his sins to Nathan. And when he confessed his sins to Nathan, Nathan told him, although you did what you did, although you killed this man's wife, to have this man, this wife, this woman's husband, to have her, God has forgiven you, but he will chastise you. And the way he chastised him was he sent the deadly disease to kill their son. But David knew that he had done wrong. And even during the time of him doing wrong, he still prayed to God. He still, by the time David had gotten to Psalms 139, he had been went through all his experiences. He had been taught lessons. He went through everything on his own, not what somebody else had went through. He had an experience with God himself. He knew that God had never left him, even though he went off of that off of his right path. He knew that God had to open his eyes. See, David wouldn't have realized these things that's written in this scripture if he hadn't have went through anything. David David wouldn't have realized those things. David had to re-enter back into the presence. And when he re-entered back into the presence of God, he realized that everywhere he went, God was there with him. He realized that he couldn't take a step without the presence of the Lord being there with him. If he was in heaven, God was going to be there. If he was in hell, God was going to be there. Why? Because David confessed his sins. David got back in the rightful position with God. David was no longer ashamed of the things that he had done. He confessed them. He openly confessed it to Nathan. He went through the different things. David watched his wives go out to other men. What David did in the secret, David's chastisement had to be done out in the public. But that did not stop David from praising God. That did not stop God from opening David's eyes. That did not stop David from seeking after God. That did not stop David from asking God to let him get back closer to him. God allowed David to get back into his rightful position. There are people now that have done things and they feel like, oh, I would never get back to where I was with God. I don't ask God to allow me to get back where I was. I want to supersede where I was with God. I want to be so close to God as David is that everything I do, I know that he's watching me. Everywhere I go, I know he's there with me. I want to be able to look through his eyes and see the beauty, see the things that other people cannot see. See, that's what happened with David. David had to lose some things. David had to go through some embarrassment. David had to be humiliated. David had to go through a mourning process. David had to have a community to fast and pray with him, but God still did what he did. But the most part, the beautiful part about it is that God stayed with him. He may have not received all the things that he received in the beginning, but God was with him. God forgave him. It's the word says that God forgave him. Saints, God forgives us for our sins. We sit. We condemn ourselves. We sit. We allow other people to sit and say, you're not going to be this person. You're not going to do this. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you a murderer. Yeah, you this. David was a murderer, but God forgave him. David still did the things of God. Even in his wrongness, he may have not received, like I said, the blessings that he had received in the beginning, but David still knew who God was. And after his experiences, he knew who he was even greater than he did when he was first made the king, put over a kingdom. So what I'm saying is that you're going to go through some things, and you already went through some things. And instead of letting people sit and constantly tell you or constantly bring those things that you have went through back up in your face, you keep marching on. You keep remembering because it's here. It's in the word of God that if you confess your sins, that God will forgive you. And he will separate. He will separate them as far as from the east to the west. That means that they would never come back together. His forgiveness, he will forgive you. He's not going to keep bringing the same things up to you. He's going to allow you, if you are in your rightful place and if you're in his will, to continue to prosper, to continue to do the things that he predestined you to do. He knew David when David was in his mother's womb. That means he knew you when you were in your mother's womb. What happened before in the past, the word of God in Ecclesiastes said it will happen again. So we are no different in this day and time, in 2019, than David was before Christ. We are no different. If we ask God to forgive sins, no matter what the sin was. You may not be a murderer like David was. You may not be an adulterer. You may not be a thief. But each and every day is something that we're doing that may take us out of our rightful position. You have to be mindful that you have to confess those sins and ask God and work diligently and persevere. Get back on the right track as David did. You want to sit and be able to close your eyes and feel the presence of the Lord. You want to know that he's right there with you. You want to know that he has never left you nor forsaken you. You want to realize that it is him that chose you to be in the number this morning. You want to know when you sit down that you're going to sit in a seat, you're not going to fail. Why? You're not going to fall because God is right there to help you. You want to know that every step that you take, that God is right there with you. He promised us that, and we have to believe it. You have to believe it. David believed. David believed. When Nathan told David that God had forgiven him, David believed that. So as time went on, by the time David got to Psalms 139, he was just thanking God. He was thanking him. And then, not only that, he was flabbergasted about the wonderful things that God had done. He couldn't even believe it. He couldn't believe what God was showing him, what God was doing in his life. So I'm telling someone on today, trust God. Put yourself in a position, back in a position. David re-entered into position. You may sit. You may fall. You may slide to the left when you're actually supposed to be in the center lane. Your eyes may go to the right. They may go to the left. Some people may even turn their neck to look to the back. Take that neck. Position your eyes to remain focused to the left. Too far to the right. Reposition yourself in the center and continue to walk forward. But remember that you must confess your sins. Remember that you must go to God with a clean heart. Remember that you must go to God with a renewed mind. Remember that you should surrender all and then have an expectation that God is going to do something so wonderful for you that you're not going to even be able to identify with it. Something so great that you won't be able to tell someone about it. Although David went through some hard times that he brought upon himself, God still loved him. He still loved him unconditionally. He loved him enough that he said, I forgive you. But during that forgiveness, he still had to be chastised. We go through chastisement, saints. Everything that we do, we are going to be chastised. It may not be to the level that you may think it may be, but sometimes we reap what we sow. David reaped what he sowed. But through it all, God was still there with him. Through it all, he was able to see the beauty of God. So know what that tells me? That he was appreciative to the chastisement that God gave him when he wrote this psalm. By the time he got to this psalm, he had realized who God was, who he was to God, to live in that way. And that's what I'm asking each and every person to do. To open your eyes, open your mind, open your heart, talk to God. If you need to confess to somebody, confess whatever you got going on. Stop holding it in. Be in a position to receive whatever it is that God has for you so you can move on to the next level, so you can experience for yourself the beauty of God, so you can just sit and be walking and feel his spirit just come over you. And you could just say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. People looking at you stupid because you sitting and you not afraid to give God his praise, his honor, his glory out in public because you realize that he's there with you. You got to have that crazy, insane stuff going on with you. But in order for you to get there, you have to give it all to God. Go through whatever it is he's going to take you to go through, knowing that it is to correct you, to help you get into the place where David is, to get into that awe place, that A-W-W, that awe place with God. I pray on tonight that this has touched someone, and I declare and decree that tonight that chains will be broken off of people's heart that's holding them down. They will be loosed out of that mental captivity, that they will walk in the presence of the Lord and on their rightful path. They will be able to sit and see their wrongness corrected, receive the teachings that are coming forth, sit and be upset about when someone is correcting you, and get where David was. Get in God's presence where you can't even explain what God has done for you, where you can't even explain what God has shown you, where you can't even explain when the Holy Spirit consumes you. That's what I'm praying and declaring and decreeing, that some movement will take place on tonight, not tomorrow, not 3 days from now, but tonight. Some movement will take place where you can identify and put yourself in the center lane and walk on the right path of God. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
God, amen. Our own evangelist elect, Shanita Ponton, coming out of powerful words, Psalms 139. But the words say, the just shall live by faith. And if you live by faith and not by sight, and allow God to adjust your every move. Don't you know when them trials and them tribulations come, God is adjusting your position? Amen. So receive it as a training tool. It's only a test, but God is getting you to readjust your position in him like a fine-tuned channel. Oh, yes. Let him adjust you and reposition you on tonight. We are still in the will of God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Yes. Stay in his will. Do what his words say do. When the Holy Spirit calls on you and tell you to go, to do, do. Praise God. Because in doing, you are readjusting your position in Christ Jesus on tonight.
Amen.
We thank God for evangelist elect, amen, coming with that powerful word, amen. And we ask that you govern yourselves accordingly, because God is not through with any of us yet. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We still got some cleaning to do, some learning to learn. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We still have a long way to go in reaching heaven's gate to make heaven your home. Oh, yes, is where you want to be in Christ Jesus. Reposition. Reposition your thought. Your mind. Reposition. Your walk. Reposition. God knows, I know I can do some repositioning in certain things. Because you know what? We don't know it all. But God is still in the will-given business. on today.
Yes,
so his will, let his will be done on today. And we can thank him and praise him on today. Amen. We thank God for prayer. We thank God bless evangelist elect Shanita Ponton for the word that she spread with us around the table of the Lord on tonight. Eat it, digest it. Praise God. And then act on it. Do God's will. And help somebody. If you don't help somebody, help me along the way to do the will that I may be positioned. Amen. Well, come on back tomorrow morning. Well, we can get together again. Hallelujah. And come into agreement and give God the praise, the honor, and the glory for all of his many attributes towards his sons and daughters. Hallelujah. May God bless you and his knowledge upon you. And we'll see you tomorrow morning. Amen. At 7 a.m. Amen. Well, we will meet the Lord once again. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
Somebody to help me just declare that tonight.